This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner. We're going to be talking about the upcoming River Brazen Beekeepers Festival that's going to be coming up a little bit, actually by the end of this week as this airs. Happy to have on the program to talk more about the annual event that they have is Jenna Tucker. And Jenna, it's good to have you back on the show once again.
Thank you for having us back.
And Don Warner, also it's good to have you back, my friend.
Glad to be here.
And talk to us a little bit. Don, if you would, about the River Brazen Beekeepers and kind of the history of the organization.
Well, the club was all formed for education to help people to be able to keep being a beekeeper and not just a couple of years. And that is nationwide. They'll tell you if you don't have a club to help you or you don't have a mentor to help you, 2 years and you've had enough of it. You know, just throw your arms in the air and just, I'm out of here.
So, yeah.
And there's just a lot of stuff to learn about bees. It just isn't the same of raising a litter of puppies or whatever, you know.
That's true, yes.
It is so different. So there's a lot of different things to learn and a lot of things that don't make sense, but that's the way the bee world is. So.
Well, sure, and be able to understand that too, right, Don?
Yes, we need to help them understand that. And I don't know how many people I have put in their very first hive, but it's been a lot of them.
Yeah.
And I have mentored hundreds of people.
That's awesome. So. And that's what your aim is to do, is, as you mentioned, is help mentor them. Number one is to make sure that, you know, it sounds, you know, very... Oh, how should I say, you know, very wonderful and everything and exciting. But, you know, like you said, Don, there is a little bit of work that is into this.
Yep.
And you want to make sure that if they are really interested, to make sure that they are in for the long haul.
Yeah, it's too easy to make a really dumb mistake until you get to really understanding bees. It just, okay, it doesn't make sense, but this is the way it works.
Yeah.
So
yeah, exactly.
It's too easy to fall into that if you don't have somebody looking over your shoulder and helping you out. So,
and that's the main thing, isn't it, Janet? Is making sure that when you do get started, that you'll have somebody that you can rely on or fall back on and saying, okay, I'm not too sure what I'm supposed to do now, or how am I supposed to take care of this?
That's probably the main reason most people give up after just a year or two, is because they don't understand what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have any kind of support system to help them through those difficult times. It's all part of Mother Nature. And Mother Nature is going to do what she's going to do, regardless of what we plan for her to do.
That's right.
So being able to talk with other beekeepers, have someone helping you, is really, really important in being successful. And so that's the reason we are here as a club.
Yeah. Now, has the amount of people getting interested in beekeeping grown, Janet?
It is continuing to grow. As people become more and more aware of what's going on in the environment and the necessity of these pollinators, there's more people that want to help, but they need to get that education and they need to get that support system to be successful. It's not just putting a hive up in the yard and letting the bees do what their bees are going to do.
Yeah.
Because there's too many outside factors that are coming into play that they need to know about and be aware of and be able to handle.
Yeah. So. I mean, the nice thing about it is the rewards from it, right, Don?
Yes. It's I find it real rewarding that when I put you in your first hive of bees, and I like for you to be across from me so I can watch your facial, you know, like see how wide those eyes can open.
Yeah.
And then, you know, there's honey.
Yes.
So, which is... For me, I never met a jar of honey I didn't like.
Me too, yeah.
So.
But it's so important, though, to be able to continue to grow the amount of people that would like to be involved in beekeeping because of the fact of what bees actually naturally do.
Yeah, we have to have them for a lot of different foods for a pollinator.
Yeah.
You know, some things pollinate themselves and some don't. So.
Mm-hmm.
Just like all the out in California, the bees are coming back now from out there in the almond groves. But there, you know, there if there is no bees in the almond field, there is no almonds.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they do mean a lot. I mean, it does make a difference, doesn't it, Janet?
It does. It does make a difference. 80% of our pollination is done by honeybees.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we've got a lot of native pollinators that work at it, too. But the honeybees are really taking on the majority of it. So we have to make sure that we're protecting them, we're taking care of them, and we're helping them to grow at, you know, and keep safe. So,
if people are listening to this and saying, "I'd like to learn more about beekeeping and about the River Raisin beekeepers," how can they do that, Don?
Well, they can show up Saturday, May 17th, if you want. There'll be a booth there that we can tell them about anything they want to know.
Yeah,
and there will be a lot of bee-related stuff there, and there'll be a lot of beekeepers there. So,
it's a good way to get, you know, in touch with them, you know, and to communicate with them to find out a little bit more about it, right, Janet?
It is. You know, you can always contact through Facebook or the website, but it's so much more fun when you actually stand there and talk face-to-face.
Yeah.
Not only for the person that's interested, but boy, do beekeepers love to talk about bees.
Yeah, I bet.
So, you know, it's just as much fun for us.
Well, you alluded, Don, to the event coming up on the 17th, on Saturday, May the 17th. This is something that you've been having now for a couple of years now, haven't you?
This is going to be number four, isn't it?
Yeah.
Our fourth year.
So where is it going to be held at, Don?
St. John's Lutheran Church. On the north end of town out here?
On M-52.
Yes.
Yeah, that's where you've had it for the past few years,
yes.
Right? Yeah. And a lot of space out there to be able to take a look at a lot of things, right, Janet?
There is. There's a plenty of area for everybody to roam around, even though we're filling it up with a lot of different vendors.
But it's just good.
Yeah, it's wonderful. So you're going to be able to get everything from handmade soaps to handmade woven baskets, to honey.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So yeah, there's a lot to see and a lot to do. We'll have observation hives out there so people can actually see the bees at work. And of course, there's going to be food trucks and plenty of beekeeping and honey there. So, yeah. You know.
A lot of sweet stuff, right, Don?
Yes. There'll be some honey tasting going on, too.
So. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, this is something that is for the whole family, right,
yeah.
Don?
It's family-oriented, that's for sure.
Yeah.
That's one thing we wanted to make sure, you know, bring the kids. And there'll be some kids' games and stuff set up for them to do, too. And so, and then when we can watch them go through the honey tasting line six or seven times. You
kids, as kids do, right, Don?
Yep. Yeah, it just reminds me of how I was when I was a kid. Only I'd been through 12 times.
You know? Exactly. You know, but, I mean, that's a neat thing about having something like this that you can bring the whole family out to. And, you know, the kids can be entertained and learn some things, too, as well as, you know, coming out and finding some great things there. At the festival on May 17th. Now, the times for the event, Janet?
10 to 4.
It's going to be 10 a.m. until 4 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We will have the scavenger hunt going on through the whole day. The silent auction will be from 11 till 3.
Okay.
A honey tasting will go on as long as we have honey available. So,
as long as you don't run out, right?
Right,
yeah.
Right. So, but there'll be plenty of things going on throughout the day that, you know, everybody can be involved with.
And, you know, that's plenty of time to be able to get out there, too, to be able to say, well, you know, if I can't get out there right at the beginning of the event, don't worry. You know, there's
right.
still time, right?
Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah. And the time, again, is going to be?
10 to 4.
10 to 4. All right. Yeah, plenty of time. So, you know, get your errands done in the morning and come on out and have some fun in the late morning and early afternoons.
And it looks like our weather is going to be just beautiful for
us.
So.
Yes, that's always nice, too.
Yeah, that helps.
Yeah, absolutely.
It brings them out.
Oh, sure. Yeah. You know, and then, you know, to be able to go in and just to learn more about it. If you just are curious, this is going to be the place to be. Right, Don?
Yes. And that's another reason why we want this family oriented. We need those kids with all their questions and whatever. And we need to kind of rouse them a little bit and thinking about bees instead of sitting in front of that dang computer all day long playing games.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
well, and get them to understand why honeybees are so important.
Yes.
And they have the environment for them to be able to thrive, right, Janet?
Exactly, exactly. So that's part of what we do with our, like, our kids' crafts. It's showing the kids how they can be involved, even if they're not a beekeeper, by showing them the plants to do or watering stations and things like that, so that the kids might be a little small to be a beekeeper, but they can still understand how important it is and how they can help.
That's right. And maybe kind of egg mom and dad saying, okay, we want to make sure we're doing this right for our honeybees.
Exactly.
You know, and it takes a kid to be able to do that, right?
Yes.
Yes.
And we have some 10-year-olds this year, beekeepers.
No kidding.
Yes.
Wow. That's awesome.
We started a youth program a few years ago, and we're getting a few of them to take, so which is good for us. You know, you got to get them started sometime.
Exactly.
And just will be young.
Yeah. You know, get them while they're young, right, Don? Yeah. Yeah. That's what the old saying goes. Yeah. So, again, Janet, this is going to be when and where?
May 17th, which is a Saturday from 10 till 4 at St. John's Lutheran Church, M52 North Adrian Highway. Right there in the parking lot, plenty of room, plenty of space for playing and shopping and eating. So.
That's right. And the cost to be able to come, Don?
Yeah, we won't lift no money from you to come into place.
Okay.
So, yeah, we'll let you come in and walk around for free.
Okay, that sounds like a good deal. But if you do want to purchase something, you're more than welcome to, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. You can leave all the money you want there. We'll be happy to take it.
Especially, Janet, is saying that, you know, you've got some wonderful vendors that are going to be out there once again this year.
We do. We have great vendors that are going to be joining us again. And we have some great new ones that are coming and trying us for the first time. But also the club, in order to support our youth mentorship program, will have festival T-shirts and honey cookbooks for sale as well.
So. Excellent. Excellent. Yeah. And that's a great idea, too. Yeah. To come away with something like that as well.
Oh, yeah. It's always fun to get festival T-shirts. So
exactly.
Something new we've added this year.
Yeah. Wonderful. Well, good deal. Anything else about the festival that we haven't mentioned yet so far, Don and Janet?
I think we've kind of covered it all.
Okay.
Lots of shopping to do, lots of honey to taste, lots of learning available for you. So come on out and join us.
And you know, the thing is to be able to, when you're out there and it might, you know, to taste the honey, right, but to be able to purchase some locally owned or locally grown honey. You know, locally made honey, I should say, probably is the best way of putting that. And nothing's better than that, Don.
No, and if you have allergies or whatever, you want to find some honey the closest to your house that you can get.
Yeah.
Because it really does help.
Yeah.
Rather than the big box stores, that everything is heated up a little warmer and then everything is run through this, not just a sieve, but these filters with, I don't know how many microns it is, but it is so filtered that you lose any kind of pollen that's in there. So
Yeah, good deal. Well, get it locally.
Get it local. Not only is it better for you, but it also helps support your local beekeepers.
That's right, exactly. Well, again, this is going to be on Saturday, May 17th, 10 a.m. until 4 p.m.
Yes.
St. John's Lutheran Church, once again. And Janet Tucker and Don Warner from the River Raisin Beekeepers, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you for having
us. Yes, thank you for letting us be here.
And much success again this year.
Thank you.
Yep, thank you.
This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner. We'll talk again soon.